Well, look, let me bring in Tom Quinn here, because Tom's written a book called Fishing's Strangest Days, extraordinary but true stories from over 200 years of angling history. Tom, welcome to you.
Thanks.
And this is like the ultimate collection of the ones that got away.
Well, it's the ones that got away, and it's it's extraordinary stories. I mean, I was listening to Mike saying about, you know, how wonderful nature is. The thing about fishing is, your boring day was probably boring because you didn't catch anything. Once you've caught that first fish, the excitement of it is so great that you don't notice if you have to wait another 5 hours for the next fish. There's something addictive about it, and you have to catch that. I think if kids who go maybe 3 or 4 times and don't catch anything, they never get the bug. But once you catch that first fish, there's something about it.
You're hooked,
I suppose it's because the next
expression.
Fish could be the next fish could be a British record. You just never know. So it's like controlled impatience.
But it's things like those records that you have captured in the book, and some very, very bizarre facts.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stories were things that, you know, just to do with watching nature. I mean, I've got a wonderful story from Scotland where a chap was playing a very big salmon, and he noticed another salmon was trying to knock the hook salmon off the hook. Now, that's very rare, and it suggests that, you know, fish are quite intelligent. But, you know, there's lots of stories about, I think fishing does throw up lots of eccentrics, but I wouldn't go so far as to say madmen, as you were saying earlier, but there's a great story of a little old lady who was always seen in Scotland. It's about 1900. She was always seen on a narrow Spate River whenever it was pouring with rain. People used to worry about her because she was in her 80s. She was a retired school teacher. And then one morning, somebody noticed that what she was actually doing was she was trying to hit leaping salmon over the head with her umbrella as they jumped up the falls. And when she was arrested, they discovered that the end of the umbrella was loaded with lead, and she'd one in three fish she was managing to whack right on top of the head and kill them outright. Take them home for a supper.
It's a novel approach for sure. It's interesting you talked there about a woman doing this. Invariably, this is mainly a man's gig, isn't it?
That's true, but oddly, the biggest fish ever caught on rod and line in freshwater was caught by a woman, and her record will never be beaten. And I think that really annoys all the male fishermen. It was caught in, I think, the late 1920s, and Miss Ballantyne caught a 65-pound salmon. That record will never be beaten just because there aren't salmon of fish now on the high seas.
I don't know whether Tom or Mike can actually clarify this for me, but I'm sure was told that the reason that women are good fishermen is something to do with their pheromones and the smell on the water. Is that actually true?
I've heard that. I don't think there's any research to support that, but it might well be true. I think
Tom,
a lot of it has to do with the fact.
Yes, because I'm about to go in there and check it out.
Well, I think it's got more to do with the fact they don't get in a panic if they haven't caught anything. They're quite patient.
Margaret's been on the phone. She says, you can't understand, and Mike, you can answer this, why fishermen catch fish and then put it back. She feels sorry for the fish